those green ones I wore this weekend, that when I was the green bean.
When you look like a green bean.
She called me a green bean.
She did. She looked like a green bean at Silver Dollar City because the pants were green. Her jacket was
matching,
green.
I had a matching
hoodie.
I wanted
her to put the hood up so that she could be an asparagus.
I was the Holly Green Giant.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Welcome to episode 62 of Designer Cornbread.
Welcome. Bow, bow, bow. Okay, that was exciting.
Okay. Hey, we've got a guest speaker. I've got somebody in here for you, Hall.
I can't wait. I can't
wait. It's Blub. So Blub is calling, and he has a story for us.
Excellent.
The most embarrassment. Almost. I think you still have another one higher than this, but he calls. He has an embarrassing story that I just thought I'd let him share with us today.
I love that. Let's go. The more embarrassing, the better. Blub, hit it, Blub.
You ready?
Yeah, but speak like slowly and clearly.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Okay, so I had a final exam for my lab, and as we're sitting in there, it's about 20 minutes into the exam, my phone's on silent, and for some reason there's an alarm set, and even though my phone's on silent, the alarm overrides the silent. And my alarm is linked through Spotify, so it plays supposed to play from a playlist, just like a good morning Spotify song.
Gotcha.
But it plays one of the most cringe songs. I don't even know where it came from. Just as loud as it can through the entire class.
Oh no. What did it play?
If you've ever heard of Oliver Tree, I don't like his music. I don't know why it played that. It just played something random, by the way. Cause I looked through what it was playing from it. There was no playlist or anything on it. And everyone, it took me 10 seconds to realize that it was actually my phone going off.
Oh, good grief.
And so it was like, once it was going off, I was like, look at this idiot. And then I'm the idiot.
You're the idiot, Caleb. It's you, buddy.
Once I reach in my backpack and hit the volume button to turn it off, and I look up, everyone's looking at me. I'm like, I don't know what that was.
But wait.
It wasn't me. And so 3 minutes later in the exam, it occurs to me that since I hit the volume button, it doesn't turn the alarm off. It just snoozes it for 4 minutes.
That's correct.
And so I reach in my backpack, hold down power button, hit power off, and then just throw my phone back in because I don't want the teacher to see me on it and think that I'm like cheating.
Right. Big cheater pants.
And
yeah.
My phone goes off again 2 minutes later. And apparently I had to like open, I had to unlock my phone for the power button to like actually power off the phone.
Oh, good grief.
And do you happen to know what Homestar Runner is?
No.
It's an old, like too early 2000s Flash website.
Video game.
Yep. Oh, okay. Okay.
It's like a cartoon. It's like a cartoon website series thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the characters in there, his name is Strong Bad, and he talks like this. This is Strong Bad. And Strong Bad has a rock and roll album on Spotify.
Oh, no.
And you just hear, Tractor! Tractor! Strong Dog was a mess.
And this is going off in the middle of your exam.
Yeah. And everyone's like, it's the same guy too. And so I just stand up, grab my backpack, open the door, and fling my backpack down the hallway.
It's got to get out. It's got to get out of here.
And, as my backpack was in the hallway, I realized I still didn't turn the alarm off. I
just, oh, gosh.
I had no idea what it was going to play next. But I was almost done with the exam, so it didn't. I caught it in time before it went off again.
Oh,
but after I threw it down the hallway, I turn around and everybody's eyes are just looking at me. I'm like, I said, well, that's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me.
There you go. You just owned it.
I sat down and finished the test and got out of there.
Oh my gosh.
So I can just imagine someone like walking out of the bathroom and seeing a backpack just fly down the hallway, and then like 5 minutes later it starts beeping.
Yeah, you know what? They could have thought it was like a bomb scare. You're lucky they didn't clear the building. You freak.
Yeah, that's why I started speeding up through my test, because I didn't know what it was going to play.
Well, that's a good story. That's great. That's pretty embarrassing.
I'm glad it was the final, so I don't have to show my face in there. But it was unfortunate.
It was. I'm sorry, but I'm sure it was entertaining for everybody else. So, you know.
Yeah.
Lightened the mood.
I'm sure it was.
I'm sure it was.
But now everyone thinks I've got like the worst music face.
Well, I mean, it came out of your phone off of some list that you somehow was buried deep in there.
So. Yeah, they all thought it was probably a ringtone. That's like, oh, that's the dude's favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be friends with him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that's what's going to happen, bud. Sorry about that.
All right.
Okay.
That's my story. So
thanks for sharing story time. Appreciate it.
Talk about finger polish and
finger polish.
Whatever you talk about.
Okay.
Nail polish.
We'll talk about finger polish. Thanks for.
All right.
Bye, Blub. Oh my gosh, Jody. Finger polish. Oh, that was a good story. Good embarrassing stories.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
It's good. It's good that young people get a little embarrassment.
That's
you know?
Exactly right. Can you hear
good
me
for their
now
character?
Then? Can you hear me now?
Now I can. Yeah. You're back.
I think it because I had him Bluetoothed in through
the
thing. Anyway, let me tell you Caleb's other embarrassing story. He was going to a dinner before a dance. And a lot of people around town, a little high school dance, a lot of people have them. And y'all, Caleb is the most introverted person, especially in high school.
Mm-hmm.
He just was not animated. He was very introverted. And so he didn't know exactly how to get to this house. And he asked directions and they said yeah it's right there. And so he pulls up and there are all these cars there, and he pulls up and he just walks on in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, you know, people there he knows, and but they're not really the right people. And he's looking around and everybody's like, hey Caleb, and he's like, hey, and sat down and, you know, went and sat, and he's talking to the dad, and finally he looks around, he said, Is Abram here? And he said, no. And, you know, there were some other people there that he knew. And he said, I think I'm at the wrong house.
He walked completely in the wrong house. So, was it next door? Or
yes, it was next door. It was the next house
and
over.
And he just walked right on in.
But I talked to the dad. He said, it was hilarious. He said, because he was like, oh, I'm sorry. And he said, he walked out. He said, and then all of a sudden he just took off running.
And as I recall this story, because we've discussed this, he didn't even go into the other party. He just left. He just couldn't handle it. He just couldn't even handle it. So he just went home.
It's the best.
Oh, it is the best. Poor Caleb. Anyway. Oh, my goodness. Well.
Okay.
Yeah, well, what's going on? It's been a whole 24 hours.
I know, a whole 24 hours. I'm in Holly withdrawal.
I know. We were together this weekend.
Yeah.
Again, that's two weekends in a row, which I don't think that's ever happened.
Not since camp,
yeah. So it was very fun. And we headed down to Branson. I had a good old Branson time. So I guess we'll share a little bit about what we did down there. It was gorgeous weather. And what do you want to share about?
Listen,
what we did?
A friend of mine from Savannah was going to go, and we decided that we would go, and then her husband decided he would go. And so I said, Holly, you're coming with me.
Yeah, this all happened.
I gave you the option.
She did. Not really. not really.
But Bill and Beverly, yes, went. And
they were very fun.
Very fun. We laughed, mm-hmm, and we've laughed. Mm-hmm. And listen, we got there Friday and we went to see Six. Mm-hmm. Where did we go? Oh, we went to La Hacienda. I was trying to think. We went, mm-hmm, to dinner at La Hacienda. And went to see Six. And y'all, my goodness, I'm not really a show person, but I was blown away. There are no instruments. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is complete a cappella, but they make noises like instruments.
Like,
I mean, I'm not saying
that
six people sit there and harmonize. I'm like, right, one guy plays the drums with his mouth.
He's a human drum set, and he sounds exactly. I mean, he just does the drum, the runs, and the cymbal. I mean, he's doing all of it.
I don't know how he did the cymbal. I was like,
either.
Holy smack, Batman.
It's unbelievable. And the other ones do some different instrument kind of sounds too. And then they sing, they do harmonize and sing. And
right,
it's a fun show. It's a fun show.
It was quite impressive. Mm-hmm. It really was. Mm-hmm. For me, anyway.
Yeah.
And then this ad came up before the show started that you could put a picture on. You could do a shout out to somebody.
Y'all, listen. Here's what happened. We are such idiots. We just want to say that right here and now. Yep. We don't pretend to be anything else. We were sitting there waiting for the show to start. And there was there's screens up there and they're putting stuff up. And there was this big scan code that came up. And I don't really pay attention most of the time to that, because I'm like, well, I don't know what that is. It's probably a coupon, or who knows what that is. But Joni was looking at it and we started to read it. And it was scan this code and go, and you can upload a picture and send a shout out, mm-hmm, to someone at the show or your set, whatever. And we'll put these up on the screen, with the intermission or whatever. Yeah,
for $10.
Yeah. So we went in there in this app because we were like, oh, well, we're totally going to do that because we're idiots. And so Joni, I took a picture. Of course, it's freezing cold, which is great for us. I mean, it was cold inside. It wasn't cold outside. So I had this vest on with this hood. I've got this big black hood on. I put my sunglasses, my aviator. I've got my dark sunglasses on and my big hood for this picture. Joni, I don't know. You look like, we'll post it for certain, but
we're not taking a good picture, y'all.
We're just taking this selfie. Anyway,
we are not filtering ourselves. We are not making ourselves look. It is the most idiotic picture.
We just look like idiots. But so we sent it and we did it. And I mean, we split it. So we each paid $5, we're like, wow. And I'll tell you what, it was the best $5 we've spent in a long time.
$5. We laughed and we laughed.
We laughed just about it coming up hysterically. And we thought, well, we don't know when it's going to come. Yeah. We didn't know what was going to happen. And
we
put on it too.
Designer cornbread is in the house.
We did. We decided it was like advertising. Y'all, we did our first advertisement.
We did.
We typed in the message, designer cornbread podcast in the house. And then this picture. So we thought, well, who knows? So there you go. So then what it came up. Well, then we started getting nervous because at the intermission, I started getting nervous.
I was laughing. I was going to so duck under the seat.
You probably weren't nervous, but then one of the guys came out and said, we're going to do a couple of shout outs to the, and he starts talking like, bus groups that are there. And I got real nervous then. Cause I'm like, oh my gosh, is this what this, I thought they were
He's
just going to put our
call
picture
us
up there.
Out. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I got real nervous and then it was no longer fun. The $5 was no longer fun. Anyway, but I was like, no, that can't be right. So yeah, sure enough, he got done with all the buses and the people from Canada and the people from everywhere that have come down. And then he went away and then they started rolling stuff on the screen. And sure enough, y'all, our big faces came up on that screen.
And we were the only ones.
We were the only ones who sent in to do a shout out.
So it was the complete.
It kept rolling. It was just us. And then the ad for the scan. Yeah. And then it was us again. And then the.
Well, here's the thing. People then started, once they noticed it, then they started taking pictures of like trying to get that little QR code.
Yeah.
But it would flash over to us. There's no telling how many people have us on their phones now.
True. Because then it would flash over and they were taking pictures of the screen and our faces kept coming up anyway, it made us laugh so incredibly hard.
Yeah.
Way harder than it should have. But it, I don't even know what to say.
Well, then there you go. So, okay. And I'm going to tell on Bill because it was hilarious. Yes, I am. I am. It's fine.
All right.
So we get back to our condo and we're walking. And I don't know what I said that made Bill laugh so hard, but he laughed so hard he tooted. And it was.
And for you people that don't live in the South, that means he passed gas. He farted. He had a little fart. Okay.
So sorry. Listen,
we call it
too. It wasn't that. I was ignoring it. You know,
right?
Because you're doing the polite thing. You're just,
and of course, and I didn't know, and I didn't know who did it. I was the first one walking up, so I didn't know which one of these people back there did it. And I was just like, I'm just going to ignore it, like a mature person.
But, Beverly, but then Beverly, who is deaf, by the way, Beverly goes, "What was that?" Oh my God. And I don't know why.
And that was it for Joni.
So
that was it.
Funny. But that was it. And then every time that we were all laughing so hard. And then every time he took a step, he did it with.
Listen, y'all, we were seriously like 10-year-olds.
I couldn't walk up the steps.
She couldn't walk. They're being so loud. It is 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And there's other condos and the bedrooms are right on the front. And I'm telling them to hush in case there's some kids or somebody sleeping in there. They cannot. They're beside themselves. So
I get, then Beverly.
Oh, no. Then my favorite was Beverly said, as I keep walking, because I'm just like, whatever. I don't know what's going on back there. And I hear her say, I got to get away from him. I got to get away from him.
Was that you?
Terrible.
I got to get away from him.
I got to get away
from him. And then later she said, in front of my friends too.
I know. Y'all, it was a real bonding experience. He really, it was, I'm so sorry. You guys, we're juvenile delinquents. But anyway, that made Joni laugh probably about the hardest of the whole weekend.
Beverly, I would have been fine. We would have laughed about it later in our room. Beverly went, what was that? Lost it.
Listen. Anyway, moving on. It was pretty funny. Moving on to Saturday.
We couldn't
figure out what to do. And we were, you know, looking at, gosh, y'all, she's still laughing. We were looking at some different shows and different, you know, we were just trying to figure out because Sunday we were going to go to Silver Dollar City on Sunday. So we had all day Saturday. Mm-hmm. And finally, I mean, we kept trying to think. And finally, Beverly came up with a good plan. To do, she said, have y'all done the golf cart trail up at Top of the Rock? And none of us had done that. And in fact, I had seen something about that on Instagram and was like, that looks really fun.
Yeah,
and
we should do that. Yeah.
I totally forgot about it. And it was a beautiful day. It was a little cooler that day, but it was sunny, gorgeous fall, you know, and if some of you have not been down to Branson or Southern Missouri, it's gorgeous.
Y'all, the Ozarks are just gorgeous.
They are. It's 100%. Beautiful. Just hills, rolling hills and waterfalls and creeks and, you know, it's just beautiful. So we decided we wanted to do that and got there. It's not, you know, again, as a lot of things in Branson, it's not inexpensive. I think it was about $50 a person. Close. No. 40. Yeah.
I thought it was $25 a person.
No, ma'am.
Oh, well, then I owe you some money.
No, I think you paid me. You paid me something. Anyway, listen, that's the other thing we do. We kept throwing cash. I really made money when I went down there because I came home with a whole handful of cash.
Oh, you're right. I think it was 48.
Yeah. But so it was not, you know, it's not inexpensive. But
I know what it was. The golf cart was $25.
Yes, right. No, but it came. You had to. They were together.
Okay.
The golf cart trail. And then it got you admission to the museum, which we'll talk about in a minute, that's up there as well, which we didn't know anything about. But it came with it. We couldn't just do the golf cart tour because we would have. But now I'm glad we didn't, because we would have missed out on the museum.
Right,
so,
right.
So we did the golf cart tour. You could do four to a cart, or they had two seaters or four. So all four of us climbed in and Bill drove us around. And Joni, tell them about this trail.
Y'all, I don't have words for it.
We weren't ready.
I was not. I thought I had seen a lot of Ozark beauty, but I just was shocked. Y'all, the waterfalls that were there, yes, and the bridges.
Waterfalls. Bridges over canyon-like kind of, you know, deep waterfall and valley.
Yeah. The formations and the... it just was
beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. And they had decorated some for Christmas. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't all that loud Christmas stuff. They had, it just blended so well with the outdoors. They had the, like a bear and a wolf and a, you know, and all these
animals.
White.
It was,
yes,
all,
it was all animals.
Deer and wolves,
deer,
and bear,
yes.
And
it was
beautiful.
Like white.
It's gorgeous.
Wicker, or mm-hmm. I just said deer and my dog started whining. He's ready to go.
He wants
them.
To see his friend.
And,
But like vine, you know, like that
vine,
real
yeah.
Dense,
not
viney
wicker wasn't
looking.
The right word, but it yeah. was just, I mean, it was so well done and just breathtaking. Mm. I mean, it was a breathtaking.
It
and
was.
I turned my little sweater weather mm-hmm. playlist on Spotify on in the back, and I mean, it just was, the weather was perfect. The leaves were perfect.
It was gorgeous.
They were past that peak, their peak, but it was at that point, and I just think there's such beauty in having, you have some of the colored leaves on mm-hmm. and it, you know, the contrast between the bare limbs and mm-hmm.
and all the green cedar and juniper were just all
yes
bright green, and the berries yeah. on it was spectacular. And then there's even in part of it, you get to this real big waterfall, but there's a cave. You take your
through,
little golf
yeah.
cart through a cave, and there's waterfalls
yes.
in there. There's even a little bar in the cave, a little drive through yep. bar. You could get some little canned somethings we didn't, and little snacks you can drive through
yeah.
and grab
get
your little
snack.
Because it's Branson, so we're still gonna, you know, we're gonna be a little so, we're gonna be a little tacky. We can do it.
I had beef jerky though. It was beef jerky was in there mm-hmm. you know, so
yeah.
I will say this, I've been going to Branson my entire life. My great aunt lived over in Kimberling City, which is right outside of Branson, so I've been going literally my entire life. This is my favorite thing that I have ever done there.
Mm-hmm. We
ever.
Same.
I mean,
other than,
just,
you know, the early years of Silver Dollar City, Christmas with the kids, that's always
kids.
The best memories.
Right,
but
right.
in terms of something else, because I'm kind of like you, I'm not a big the show person, but I enjoy
right.
them when we go. I don't yeah. mean to say, I just don't, our family doesn't.
We just don't
really
do shows.
That,
yeah. Yeah.
But they're very good. And we really enjoyed the ones we saw. But something like this that you could be outdoors and you could, you know, drive the cart, and it was just a big, big overlook. You could pull off in different spots. So you
yeah.
can pull over and get out and take pictures. And there was a beautiful, like walkway kind of deck out into this beautiful spot where you could see really
spectacular.
Far.
Spectacular. It was just spectacular.
It really was. It really was. So that was big fun. So then at the top of the rock it's one of the Bass Pro guys' properties. What's
Johnny
his name? Jim?
Johnny Morris.
Johnny. I always want to call him Jimmy, but it's Johnny. Johnny Morris. So he's just Mr. Branson down there. If y'all, he's, you know, he did Bass Pro, and he has a big, big cedar lodge down there, which is a gorgeous, beautiful, fancy, rustic
lodge. He does rustic elegance.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean,
yep.
And I don't even want to say really well, because they're perfect. I mean,
he does them very well, very high quality. So top of the yeah. rock, I guess, because I didn't really even know what it's a golf course. There's a golf course,
right.
and a golf club. I guess it's a country club for people that live there. And there was a couple of restaurants, and it's up on this gorgeous hill. There's a chapel with a little church. We didn't go in.
There was a little wedding going on while we were
there.
There
was.
Yeah.
There was a little wedding. And,
yeah.
and then, the other thing that was real interesting, which was a few years back when they were excavating or building or doing something, you can read more about it if you want to look it up. But which was kind of scary, I have to say, being up
yeah,
there.
No,
I'm like,
they weren't building. It was a putting green right there.
That's right.
And it at 10 p.m. The guys said on on their security cameras, like 10:30 p.m. there were about, 10-15 people out there putting.
Because it's open like 24 hours.
It's open 24 hours. Yeah, it was open 24 hours.
And yeah, it was a driving range and a putting
green. And it had
lights
all around, so they could just go out there and it was a driving range, right? Mm-hmm. And so then at 1 o'clock the next frame or whenever, at 1 o'clock mm-hmm. in the morning, a sinkhole opened up mm-hmm. and there was no more putting green.
The putting green was gone. The people were all fine. Everyone was fine.
Nobody was there. And it was when I say it's a sinkhole, it was a massive sinkhole.
Massive, like, which is so weird to me for that to be up high in hills like that. I don't think of them as being up high. This is the top of these hills.
Looked,
it was weird.
Right. But when you looked, and of course, I'm sure there had to be water flow. I mean, with the waterfalls
it's
and all that
karst. It's all around, that karst rock. Yeah. It has right. openings.
And so, but then they started excavating mm-hmm. out mm-hmm. of that sinkhole and took out tons of dirt. And there now are all these rock formations under there.
That, you can see it now. They're still working on it, but you can see all these interesting rock, like columns and pillars. Rock. And they said there's a cave about 300 feet down at the bottom. There's another cave. Yeah. So you're right. It was a water, something shifted and... But anyway, and right next to it's the building we went in. So whatever,
fine. We're all good.
I'm sure it's
so
fine.
So the museum that we went into after that, though, y'all, I think it's his own personal collection or most of it.
Some of it it's his and some of it's stuff that was given to him, by other people's collections.
Or loaned to the, mm-hmm. Loaned to the museums. And it's all Indian artifact, Native American artifacts. And y'all, there's arrowhead after arrowhead. There are the I don't want to say sledgehammers, but that's not the...
Well, they were like stone-headed tools. They were like, I don't know what they were actually called, but just lots of those artifacts, tons.
And fishing hooks made mm-hmm. out of bone. I've never seen that. And out of stone. Were some out of stone, too?
But I don't think the fishing hook, I think that would be...
I don't know. Bone. And, but what was breathtaking, they had all these, the clothing, and they had a lot of dresses in there.
A lot, like the biggest collection of Native American clothing that I've ever seen. Not that I'm the expert of the world, but it was an extensive collection of apparel. Gorgeous.
Beautiful. The beadwork on there.
Oh my goodness.
Was,
it's breathtaking.
It is. I mean, and to know... these were seeds, seeds. Had to go through mm-hmm. and find and do all this and do all this work and, a craftsmanship that no longer exists today.
And even the leather, the women's beautiful, that buff, supple, gorgeous buff leather. And then there's the up top, a lot of the beading is at the top and the shoulders and kind of the chest area, and they were stunning, for sure. The funniest thing that happened, though, I was walking through one section, and this man and wife were walking through, and the wife goes, "Well, I wonder where they got these beads," and he just said, "Hobby Lobby," and then she just she just walked on. She didn't even acknowledge it. He was dead serious. He was like, and he wasn't serious, but he was trying to mess with her, and he was like, "Hobby Lobby," and then she just walked on, and I was like, "Okay, well." There you go. But
It was.
And Native American art depicting, I don't know that all of it was by them or, but depicting tons, really, again, the most portraiture I've seen of Native Americans as well.
Right.
Portraits, paintings, artwork,
statues,
sculptures. Yeah. There was a whole gallery that this, I can't remember his name, but some photographer went, took portraits, pictures of all these, of a bunch of different Native American, and they had their names, it was just really, and it went on and on. And we were like, cause we didn't know going in this, like it's this natural history museum. And so we thought, well, there'll be a few things and tons of pottery, of beautiful pottery. And when we first go in, when you go in upstairs, there's the mammoth room and there's a mammoth skeleton and there's a short snouted cave bear that were found in Missouri, skeleton. So there was some
prehistoric sloth, the giant sloth,
a giant Missouri sloth. So there was like really old prehistoric stuff, saber-toothed tiger. You know, and I think the guy in the shuttle, like he told us that how that, you know, the people from the Smithsonian have visited and, you know, been there, and they were like, this is Smithsonian level quality. And it was, it truly was, in the way it was displayed, and just beautiful kind of dark wood cabinets. It felt very old, you know, I don't know, just kind of old time museum.
It flowed very well.
We were in there for a long time. So
a long time. I want to tell you, y'all, it does go on and on. I kept thinking, well, we're about what? At some point, Bill and Beth. Now Holly and I will spend.
We're museum. We'll spend a lot of time.
A long time in museums. And at some point, Bill and Beverly sent a text that said, hey, just letting you know we're outside, no rush. And I was like, oh, okay, we're in the agriculture room. And I thought when they got that text, they must have gone, oh my gosh. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. The agriculture. Well, we thought maybe, I was like maybe 20 minutes behind them.
Yeah. 15 minutes. Yeah.
Nope.
Something new.
It
went on and on. And then it got to, we got through the Native American, kind of went into a cowboy thing.
If you have a whole, well, just pause real quickly, because that was so there's all the Native American from a lot from this area and upper Mississippi, but other things too. And then it did go into specifically Buffalo Bill Cody and the Wild West show, artifacts from that show, and Annie Oakley and the performers and pictures and saddles. So it had a good, and cowboys in Hollywood and Indians, you know, Native Americans or Indians back then. But it was pretty extensive too. And then it went into.
Well, somewhere around the Native American, I don't know. I was still in Native American when I thought I got to go to the bathroom. But you know, I mean, wasn't about to like wet myself. And then I kept going through. And walking through and kept thinking, I'm going to come out here.
And there were some bathrooms down there, but you must have skipped it or something.
Well, I passed one, but I didn't have to go at that, mm-hmm. at that point.
Yeah, I'm just letting people know there is a bathroom down there.
And then I walk in, go through, and then it starts into the Civil War stuff. Well, yeah. I live right here at Shiloh. But like Abraham Lincoln's desk was there.
Yeah, you guys, his desk, like a desk he used somewhere, I can't remember, and all kinds of Civil
I meant
War
to ask you this, too. Did you see Mary Todd Lincoln's dresses mm-hmm. there? Did you read that? That mm-hmm. they were so, they tried to sell them, but people thought she was crazy. Because
they did. She has an interesting reputation and an interesting story. Anyway, won't get into all that. But she was kind of fancy, too, though. She liked fancy stuff.
Yeah.
So it was interesting, y'all. It was very interesting.
Yeah, it was. But by that point, then I started going through a little faster because I kept thinking, I got to find a bathroom. And I kept going through room after room. I didn't stop. Y'all. And I was like, somebody help me.
Help me. I'm stuck in the museum.
I gotta get out.
I know it. It was really something. So we highly recommend that. We didn't know that was what that museum was. And it was a very delightful surprise. Yeah. And we did not eat at the restaurant up there, but it's beautiful. Y'all, it's stunning. We wanted to go back at night because the golf cart tour thing, I mean, we could see there were lights on the path and the trail. And so that would be really fun if you're in the area. We enjoyed it in the day because of the colors and
I 100 would have paid to go back through that at night instead of a show, you know? Yeah.
If we'd had another night, we would have gone back and done it at night to see all the lights. So 10 out of 10 recommend. Yeah.
So. And then Sunday we did go to Silver Dollar City.
Mm-hmm, we did.
And we had a lot of mixed emotions. It was a little hard.
Everything's fine.
It's fine. But y'all, we went to Silver Dollar City at Christmas time with our kids. I mean, that's the biggest part of our childhood traditions with them. Mm-hmm. And even Dingo is over here crying now. And it's hard. I mean, just all those memories are.
We're missing our kids.
Yeah. And then Danny, our favorite homestead picker, he'd retired.
Who don't say favorite? You better not say that.
And well, not our favorite. I'm sorry. No, I don't mean favorite.
No, because they're all together.
But
he sang
a
lot of the songs. He was sang a lot of the songs. And so I was depressed about that. It's fine now. But they were so wonderful.
I did get to go in October and say goodbye, but you didn't have that.
Nope. I didn't.
That closure. But, and so well, Holly had a little hard time.
It was fine.
It was good.
It was good. We saw them. We met the new little gal who is singing with them, who has a beautiful voice and a young gal. And they're sounding good. I mean, they're sounding good. Yeah. It's a new page. So turning over a new leaf.
We kept buying each other gifts.
Literally.
Buying a gift for her. So then she said, well, I'm going to buy you one.
Well, I already was planned on it. I already was like, I'm getting us those sweatshirts. So anyway, we did. We had some good nostalgia. We had some good, just sort of reminiscing and nostalgia. We did see the little Christmas Carol show that they do. Yeah. And then we did the little smaller kind of outdoor, or what is it called? Living Nativity. And then, what else? I think that's about between all that and the tree, of course, is beautiful and gorgeous. Yeah. And it does a whole music.
And it was so much fun to be there with Beverly because she had never been at Christmas.
Yeah. She was like a kid in a candy store. Yeah, I thought she was going to fall over because she was videoing, walking so much. And I thought she was going to trip right over. But she didn't.
When she, every corner we'd round, she was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And Bill too. Bill really enjoyed it too. That is about the prettiest, thing of lights they'd ever seen. So it was
quite impressive. It is
impressive. So then we got back. So we had three late nights in a row. I'm telling y'all, Holly don't do that very often. So, I mean, I was willing and happy, but, we didn't tell about the show. I'm sorry. On Saturday, after we did the whole museum golf cart, then we ran, we skipped right over. Then we went down to the landing, which is just on the river there, kind of the old downtown, or I guess means, I don't know what they call it. But anyway, the landing, it's just kind of a shopping outdoor. You walk and it's just got a lot of nice shops. There's a little Bass Pro down there, a small one, and then and a bunch of stores and a bunch of restaurants. So we went down there and ate at, where did we eat?
Guy Fieri's, is that how you say it?
I think so. I don't remember the name of it. But it's called,
I think that was it.
It's called, it had some other name, but his name is on it. I mean, anyway, just American kind of.
Yeah. Oh, good. Mine was fabulous.
Yeah. Just good.
My food was fabulous. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good dinner. And then we shopped and that was super fun. And cause then we had gotten tickets for 8 o'clock show that night, Christmas Wonderland. I think it's called Branson's Christmas Wonderland. Mm-hmm. Cause we were looking and we hadn't bought tickets ahead on stuff. So a lot of stuff was sold out and
we did things last minute.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's okay. So we did see this show advertise, or, when we looked up stuff and it looked really fun. It's just a song and dance.
Yeah. It's at Christmas King's Castle Theater.
Yep.
And that's usually where the Irish dancers are. And they did this Christmas spectacular, basically.
It really was. It was just kind of I want to say old-timey, but it wasn't old-timey, but I mean like the classic, song, dance.
Yes.
It wasn't a comedy show. Like, it wasn't, anything like that or vaudeville, but it was just singing and dancing really good. I mean, they were very, very talented and it was fun and the costume changes and the dancers just, all had feathers and sparkle costumes and, it was just a really fun Christmassy thing to do. So that was our second show that was at 8 o'clock and we didn't get home till, 11 or something, but, and then we stayed up and laughed and we had to wind down because we were so revved up with the holiday spirit. So it was great. We had a good time. Hope y'all, it's a blessing to get to do stuff like that with friends. So, we're at the age where it's easier to do that sometimes. So highly recommend. We're just going to talk about football for just a second. We're really not going to discuss it much again, second week in a row, but do you want to fill in, on the latest news that
Zach Arnett has been fired.
Right. I know no more. I haven't looked it up. So
I haven't looked it up.
Was there any more?
Either.
Okay.
I believe that Texas A&M's coach got fired too.
They fired Jimbo?
Yes, they did.
No, you're lying to me right now. They bought out his contract?
They bought out his contract.
His contract is like $93 bazillion dollars.
Yep.
Oh, I got to look. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. That's been a long time coming, kind of. I mean,
yeah.
Okay. Wow. This is a big now. I mean, so anyway, Texas A&M and Mississippi State played on Saturday. We didn't watch it because we were running around, but we kept up with the score, I think, at dinner, and because it was a night game too. So I think we were kind of,
Yeah.
So, but they got, I mean, A&M kicked our butts. Yeah. So, which I knew they would. And, you know, so it is what it is. But I did say last week when we were at the Kentucky game, when I think Arnett, I think he knew that week that he was going out.
He looked completely defeated.
Just there was no
head hung low.
He's pretty. He's at least engaged, but at the Kentucky game, I saw him on TV.
Yeah.
His arms were crossed. His head was down. He was disengaged. To me, I don't want to put. I just was like, something's going on. This is you're not definitely not going to win doing that. But all of that is to say, no hard feelings against him because this was
You know, he came in, and I think that he was really the best choice they could have made.
Yeah.
Under the circumstances that we were in.
Yes.
But also when Leach died, I mean, these other schools came in, you know, like a buzzard, and they were picking at his the recruitment team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ones that he were, and then they were pulling all of our players.
Yep.
Out. And of course we've had, and then Will got hurt and Marks got hurt. But God bless him. And
we wish him all the best. Cause again, it's always easy to, you know,
be an armchair coach, but
first of all, it is not uncommon. You know, if you're a college coach, if you're football, you're going to get fired. It happens all the time. I mean, that is part of that's the name of the game is when, you know, the buck does stop with them. Yeah. And so it happens. It happens to almost all of them at some point. So is he going to stay on? Is he going to go back to defensive? Did they say anything?
I don't
anything?
Think so. Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, because he was really pretty good.
He is a very good defensive. And I imagine that he will get a, you know, he'll be able to get a job as a defensive
coordinator
coach somewhere.
But anyway, so, you know, not surprising, but probably for he was an interim. He was a good stopgap. It was someone from within the organization who knew the boys, who knew, you know, enough to get them through while they look for, because there was no way they were just going to like to bring someone totally new in after Leach died would have been a whole nother problem. Yeah, I think
it would be.
Now he kind of was the sacrificial, you know, lamb in some respects on that, I think.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of interim. But He did what he probably needed to do at the time it needed to be done. So we wish him and his family all the best. But Jimbo's gone too.
I think his was a $70 million buyout.
It's literally,
it's literally
why they haven't been able to fire him because they were like, that's a lot of money to have to pay him.
Yeah.
But you know who has a lot of money? The Texas A&M boosters. They got some money. So I think they finally did a GoFundMe or something and were like, let's go.
He's gone. He's gone.
We wish him the best too. Okay. Just not better than whoever we get for our. Oh, you don't think Mississippi State would get him, do you?
I think if I were him, I'd never work another day in my life. I don't think they will. Because,
I can't handle that.
$70 million.
I know, but it's not about if you love what you do.
If you love what you do,
and it's in your blood and you want to do it some more, what's another few more million on top of the, you know, little gravy?
Yep.
Okay. Well, now that he'll be in the mix, someone will be talking about him.
Yeah. I don't know there's no telling what Mississippi State will do.
All right. But. We'll find out. To be continued. I know. I had a little something to just share the other day. I just thought it just made me all sentimental. I was, in fact, it was right after I got home from Savannah, from seeing you. And I was like, oh, I got to get my Thanksgiving, meals and food. I got to really think that through since I was going to see you again the next weekend. And I was like, I got to get on it. So I was going through my sitting, watching TV, sipping a little glass of wine and going through my recipe box, and I just got the way that recipes are tied to memories is, it just really struck me. It's like nothing else, not just it's the food, but it's the people. I'm flipping through all these recipes, and I'm of course pulling out the ones, you know, that I know I want to do. And of course there's, you know, the corn pudding that I've had at every Thanksgiving since I was a little girl. That was my grandma made corn pudding, and it was, you know, I call it Grandma Helen's corn pudding, but like on the recipe. And I think I even wrote it next to her thing. She's like, from Bess Watkins.
Yeah.
So little Bess Watkins, I don't know who that is, but that's where my grandma got the corn pudding recipe that we've had on our table. Mm-hmm. And I flipped through, and there's a Beverly Flory, who was a friend, not anyone I knew, but a friend of my mother-in-law's in Rolla, and they did a recipe shower for me, and I have her broccoli cheddar soup that she gave me. And I have Linda Vonderbrugge's tangy chicken quiche, and I've got a friend of mine from college, Christy. She had a fruit dip that I loved, and she wrote that out. I've got Joni's, you've got some, what all have you sent me? I mean, a bunch of stuff. You've sent me the maple chicken. I get recipes from people.
I encourage my students to get recipe cards and handwrite their, you know, recipes down, especially when you have children and grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Because I have my grandmother's recipes in her handwriting. Y'all, I wouldn't take $1 million for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are, they're precious, and it's a piece of her that is still here.
Mm-hmm. And that's how I felt about all these. Yeah. Like, again, it was just so many people over the years. One of my coworkers that I worked with that I really, really liked a lot. And she gave me this green bean, you know, crunchy green bean salad. So many, the Bible study ladies that, you know, made something and got the recipe. Mama G's cookies. Now, I mean, I get recipes online, just like, I mean, especially now that that's available to us, we have such a wealth of, you know, wonderful
and technology.
There's certainly nothing wrong with that. I get many from there, and I enjoy it. And those are some that I get that I'm going to be passing down. I make a great soup my kids all love. Well, you know, I got that from somewhere, but now it can pass down. And you know, so some of that happens. But still, people, you know, there's such a tradition of sharing recipes. Yeah. And then if you're lucky, you end up with a box or a binder or whatever that as you're flipping through getting your, you know, recipes together and your whatever for the holidays, it's just was a stroll down memory lane. I was like, look at all these people. Look at, you know, all the different, you know, ones from my mom, a recipe that she said it was her own, you know, because the hot curried fruit that we have every, and she said my own recipe, you know, and I'm just like, it's very, very cool. It really just touched me.
I do. And I try to write those down, like, you know, a Phyllis Garrett's chocolate mint cookies.
If I retype it or if I do anything, I name it. That's for sure. It is. Yeah. You got to write on there where you got the recipe from. Even if you're typing it up, whatever it is, but write on there, you know, so-and-so or where you did, you know, had it. A lot of restaurant, you know, a lot of places you've had something and, you know, people that have passed on. And, you know, I've got Aunt Jody is a good friend of the family's anyway. And it was Aunt Jody to Tim. And she had a hot artichoke dip that we all love. And, you know, that's Aunt Jody's artichoke dip. Yeah. And it's just, I don't know, it made me happy.
Yeah.
It was like a whole little memory box.
It is.
So it was so nice. Anyway. Well, speaking of recipes, did you have anything else you wanted to chat about, or are you ready?
I don't think so. I think our Branson trip was enough for everybody.
Yeah. I hope that I like hearing about when people go places.
Too.
I like to. I like to hear what they did and what they liked. And I love that. So,
my recipe this week, and I'm shocked that I went back and looked and I have not done it, is just, y'all, good old Southern cornbread dressing.
Mm-hmm. And she's doing it because I asked her. I said, I need your cornbread dressing recipe.
I did. And this actually is my mom's, you know, my mom is not was not. She's much better now. But mm-hmm. my grandmother always did all the cooking. And my mother didn't. She was mm-hmm. the math teacher. Mm-hmm. And but my mother can make cornbread dressing like nobody's business. Do you know the difference between dressing and stuffing?
Yes, I do.
Stuffing is stuffed up in the bird.
That's right.
And your dressing's just in a nice dish.
Your dressing is when you just cook it out of the bird in your little casserole.
Right. Which I prefer because it's more
I do too.
Sanitary.
I don't want that.
Okay. So here's what you need to do. Before you make this dressing, days before, a couple days, two or three, make a couple of things of cornbread. Just get your old cast iron skillet, make up your cornbread, and then get up, make some biscuits one morning. And some people use breadcrumbs. I use biscuits. So you need like day-old biscuits, two-day-old biscuits, whatever. And if you don't want to cook them, my dad also had been known to go to Hardee's and get a bunch of biscuits.
Oh, there you go. Yep. Yeah, like make it easy on yourself, guys. Yeah. If that intimidates you and you're like, hey, biscuits are not hard, but it's something to do. And if that intimidates you, just go buy some biscuits.
There's also, you can go, I think they're always available at Walmart, usually is, you know, close to everybody. There's a Mary B's biscuits in the freezer section, and they are pretty close to some good Southern biscuits.
In fact, so, that might be what I'll do. I don't think I'm going to make biscuits. I think I'll just go buy those because I got to save time. So, right.
And y'all, and there's not a thing wrong with that.
No.
So let your cornbread sit out for a couple of days. You want it stale, you know, and your biscuits, and I mean, cover them, but you know, you want them stale.
Right. Just let them. Yeah. And don't try to keep them fresh. Yeah.
So then when you're ready to make it, crumble up your cornbread. I think I usually use about a pan and a half of cornbread.
What size pan?
Like a
nine by nine. Or a 9 by 13?
The round. They use the round.
Oh, okay. And so skillet.
Just a skillet. Okay. A cast iron skillet.
I got you.
And then about, you know, 3 or 4 biscuits, crumble all that up together. You know, just really crumble it. I mean, you don't want big hunks in there. And then you are going to saute an onion and take about two stalks of celery and dice it pretty. I like mine small. I don't like big chunks of celery, but however you like it. Mm-hmm. If you like big chunks, you can do it how you like it. Mm-hmm. Saute your onion and your celery in a stick of butter. Melt your butter, stick that in there, probably 5 or 6 minutes. Just let it get good and tender.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to come in and add 2 eggs that are, you know, 2 beaten eggs. And pour
to
in.
What? Adding that to the
cornbread mixture.
To the dry mixture.
Yes, yeah, to your dry ingredients.
I was going to say, I don't think you want to put that in the butter. Okay.
No. Sorry. Okay, so you've got, in your bowl, you've got your crumbled up cornbread and biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
You are then going to add about 2 beaten eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to kind of eyeball your chicken broth. I usually use anywhere between 6 to 8 cups, depending on how much cornbread you've used, depending on
you
all
want
that.
It pretty wet?
Pretty wet. You want it real wet.
Okay.
Real wet.
Yeah, otherwise
because
it'll
all
burn
that bread,
and dry out.
Yeah, all that bread is going to absorb too, but it's you'd also want it to be very moist, and so you don't want it to dry out in cooking, okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, almost... You're going
like
to have
soupy,
some standing
kind of.
Soupy, very soupy.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then come in and add some pepper to it. I like salt in it. A lot of people don't, but
really?
I like, yeah.
Who doesn't want salt in their stuffing?
I don't. There's just dressing. Some people.
Okay,
now,
all right.
You can come in and add, if you want to add poultry seasoning.
Yeah. I want to put sage. I definitely
sage.
Want sage
so
in there.
I love sage. My mother hates it.
Okay, yeah, so, if you know someone that, yeah.
Yeah, so I will make one without sage for my mama.
There you go.
And then add your vegetables back in there.
Okay.
And make sure your hands are clean, but just get your hands in there and just mix it all together.
Right,
if you
want
to use a spoon,
evenly,
you can use a spoon, but just get your hands in there and just mush it, goopy, all that. And then make sure you grease. I use butter, grease a 9x13 pan. Now, here's the thing. You may have too much for a 9x13. So you may have to use like a little 8x8 or something like that.
Okay, a little extra one.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got some overflow room. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to bake it at 400 for about almost an hour, 45 minutes.
Yeah, it takes a while. Stuffing takes a while. Yeah. Dressing, yeah.
Yeah, 45 to 55 minutes.
Uncovered?
Just uncovered.
Yeah. Okay. Yep, that sounds about right. That sounds great. Yeah. I'm in the mood. I'm definitely getting in the mood for some good dressing. That sounds great.
Oh, I love. And it's not, y'all, it's not difficult. Mm-mm. And it's not really, once it's done, I mean, it's not time consuming. Mm-hmm. It's just making the cornbread ahead of time, making the biscuits ahead of time. It's time consuming in that sense.
But, you can make it.
Listen, you can make it ahead and you can freeze it. Just put it in your night. Don't bake it. Just keep it.
Put it in, uncooked, and then get. That's really, actually, that's, I think, what I'm going to do. Because I do not like stuff ahead. I like to make it ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's already crazy.
Yep.
And that sounds awesome. Mmm. Cornbread and butter beans. Okay.
I just am speechless. I don't have anything to say right there.
Anyway.
Dingo is crying, though.
Oh, Dingo.
Poor Dingo.
Don't be rude.
And Holly singing.
It's just me singing a song. Are you ready for my top three?
I am ready for your top three.
Top three.
Okay. Number one is a snack that hang on. I got a cough. Excuse me. Goodness, people. All right.
What was that?
I got to get away from her.
It
was a snack that I had on my way down to Branson this weekend. So I went and got a few little snacky things. And this is, I got it at Target, and it's their Good and Gather brand. So whatever. They have a bunch of it's in the trail mix section. It's their Good and Gather coconut clusters, and it's made with pumpkin, sunflower, and chia seeds. And these clusters, Joni, I ate the whole bag. That was my breakfast.
I was going to stop you right here and go, I did not get any.
You didn't get any clusters. Because I ate, I kept the package so I'd remember. I ate it that morning as I got ready to drive down. I had my coffee in my little mug and I grabbed this out because I'm like, oh, that'll be good. That'll be my breakfast. And
she's so selfish.
I actually, you know what? There were a few crumbs. I should have let you see those little tiny crumbs, but I didn't. It's delicious. They're like crunchy, clustery, coconutty. You know, we love the coconut. And they were like just really crispy and sweet, but enough seeds and stuff to make me feel like it was a little bit healthy. I don't know.
Look, last week I let you try my top three. I had samples for you.
Well, we're not together right now. If you were here,
Last week.
I know.
We were this weekend, and we could have talked about it, but no.
Oh, my gosh, you guys, this is what I have to deal with. Okay. Anyway, so that is from Target, Good and Gather coconut clusters. I'm going to have to go back and get some more. Number two are these wide leg sweatpants from Old Navy right now. If you have an Old Navy or online, you know, just order online. So easy. Usually, a lot of times when you order online, it's like 30% off all the time. I don't know. Anyway, and they just have the best wide leg sweatpants right now. I have them in three different colors. Those green ones I wore this weekend that when I was the green bean.
When you look like a green bean.
She called me a green bean.
She did. She looked like a green bean at Silver Dollar City because the pants were green. Her jacket was
matching,
green.
I had a matching
hood. I wanted
hoodie.
Her to put the hood up so that she could be an asparagus.
I was the Holly Green Giant.
Or the Holly Green Giant.
Anyway, so I have the green, I have the light gray, and I have like the kind of the pretty creamy ones. Anyway, I just love them. They're great. They go with everything. They're comfy. Get you some wide leg sweatpants. They're cheap. They're cute. Number three, I listened to this today, and this is a podcast. This is a new podcast by, as you all know, my love and adoration for Michael Lynn Smith, the Nester. I've talked about her 100,000 times, and I will continue to talk about her 100,000 times. She has a new podcast called House Rules. I might have mentioned it already, but anyway, they're short. You know, they're not super long, but she just shares their delightful, calming, nice, but all about different design and all the different things. So the one I listened though to today that I'm going to, that I'll link in here is episode 10. It just came out this week and it's hosting part one. So she's going to do a little series on hosting. And this one was on the mood and the food. And y'all go listen to it. Just if go look at thenester.com or just get on your Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And right now, this week, this is going to come out Thursday. You're fixing to, you know, we're getting into some big time entertaining, you know, time of year. I have learned so much. Some of the things that she talks about are things literally that my family has done in some ways. So I'm kind of, that's why the vibe is good. It meshes with how my brain works, but she gives some really good suggestions for hosting and how to do it and make it so you're not crazy and make it so you're not, as she said, it makes your guests uncomfortable. If you're stuck slaving away in the kitchen, it makes your guests uncomfortable. Like it's not good. And how to do it so that you can enjoy it. She's an introvert like I am. So she talks about how every time before she does it, she gets that moment of, why have I done this? Why am I inviting these people to my house? What's going on? But then afterwards, she's always so glad she did it. And it's such a blessing. So anyway, she's just got some tips on there. Please go listen. It just in terms of making it easier. And like one of my favorite things that, you know, she talks about, and Thanksgiving, it depends, but because I like to make more things from scratch just because there are family's recipes that's the only time I make them. But, you know, like if you're having a dinner party or anything like that, you know, she talks about all the time, she's like, don't make from scratch, like more than two things. Make right. two things yeah. from scratch.
Yep.
And then either buy it or have someone bring it. You know, again, as people come, they always want to bring something. They always right. want to, you know, you know, so let people do that. Even if you are hosting the Thanksgiving and, you know, all that kind of thing, if you, you know, there's different seasons for different, you know, different times and whatnot, different ideas. But I just love, because she's like, don't, you know, and I almost was going to, I did that same thing. I was going to make this dessert. And then I went, no, I was like, I'm not going to do that. I can, I like, you know, whatever. But I'm like, no, I'm going to get some little mini pies and you know, make
it. I do that more and more and more.
Yep.
That I just will, you know, make what I want to make.
Make one or two that are your things and that then, you want to make.
I buy desserts most of the time.
Yes. Because you have really good sources where you buy really good things. Yeah.
You know, and because
it's nice,
I don't,
it's special.
I don't want to do it. I mean, you know, I cook all the time and it's just,
yep.
But it's so much easier. Just go get it and put it up.
Yeah.
It frees you to visit. It frees you to, you know, all the, and some of it, I'll be honest, is the cleaning.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times do you run your dishwasher? How many times do you wash it? And it's constant. And so I
exactly.
buy a lot of stuff.
It's really encouraging. So go listen to this. It's episode 10 of House Rules. It will encourage you. It'll start getting your mind thinking. One of the things too that she talks about that I love and have definitely put into practice is for events like, you know, holidays or any kind of dinner you're having, but like say for Thanksgiving or for Christmas or whatever, have, she does like one special drink. Now it can be a special cocktail. It can be a non-alcohol. It's not about that as much. So like, I'm going to do a cider. I'm not going to, instead, especially people that maybe want to do more cocktail things. Like you think you have to have all the, I mean, that's a lot of expense and a lot of, you know, whereas if you just kind of have one signature one for that meal or that time or that season that you pull out, that's the, you know, the kind of the one you do, that actually creates the memory in that person's mind for them. Cause it's like, oh, remember when we had, you know, that fun juice bar at Christmas, that's what we have done the past couple of years. I just get a bunch of juice, you know, cranberry and tart cherry and orange. Yeah. And you put a little skewer together with little pieces of canned and fresh fruit that people can make their own little and ginger ale. And the kids had so much fun, you know, doing that or like the cider thing. She talks about doing skewers with, you know, you can get really creative and put like a, you know, donut hole and a, or a little mini donut and a, you know, whatever that you pieces of apple and whatever it is that you want to do. And then that makes it fun, but it's one thing. And I'm like, oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah. Yep.
Go listen. All right. That's all I have. Those are my top three. That's it.
Yay.
What do you think about that?
I think you cheated me out of some coconut something.
I'm sorry. I'll get you some clusters. They were so good. You would have loved them. You would have really loved them.
I do love some coconut.
Well, yeah. I guess that's it for this week. We have done it. We're both home. The Thanksgiving is coming and kids will start to get in by
roll
the time
in.
You hear this.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're getting ourselves ready and hope you guys are getting ready as well, whether you have people coming in or whether you're going to them or whether it's just you, you know, with friends or whatever mm-hmm. it is that you're doing, that you're just get excited about A, being grateful again for the blessings that you have. We all have them. Sometimes we have to look hard for them. It depends on circumstances. I realize that. But we hope that you are getting all in that thankful mood and frame of mind rolling into Thanksgiving week.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well. Yeah.
Goodbye, corn dip.
No, you were corn dip.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Bye.
I'm
cornbread.
See ya. Corn dip.
Dippity, 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 dippity,
dippity. Dippity dot.
Dippity do.
You know, Ron has to get out and walk every 2 hours or something, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, they mm-hmm. didn't. I mean, we hit mm-hmm. it and it was less than 7 hours.
I was going to say, when you said you were home and it was 3:30, I was like,
it wasn't even 3:30. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, by the time I was like, wow, you made some good time. So they were moving it. So
it was good.
All right. Well, that's all I got.
Which tells me that I can get to Branson, you know, Friday when I get off work and. Yeah. It would be late, but still.
Yeah, you could just book on down there.
Mm-hmm.
Not with Ronald, though.
No, because he keeps having to stop. Because he's back.
Well, that is a thing. That is a thing. I do get that.
I know.